Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the second 2012 edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if this is your first time tuning in, let me give you a quick overview on Relationships 360. My guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting relationships. And last week on the show, we had a very insightful discussion about domestic violence, what it is, how to escape it and overcome it. And part of the 12 steps to overcoming abuse include admitting your worth and your own power and loving yourself. And tonight, we'll focus on these principles of self-love and empowerment in relation to women, since they make up 85% of emotional, mental, and physical abuse victims, at least in the United States. And additionally, women are bombarded with negative messages about their rightful role in relationships and in life from their significant others, including their boyfriends, husbands, parents, and society at large. As a result, women often lose themselves while constantly striving to please their man, children, family, friends. We all do this, and a lot of times, you know, we lose that consciousness of our own identity and purpose. And our guest expert, J.L. Hughes, author of women's empowerment novel, Men Don't Matter, is here to help flip the script on men's and society's sexist views about women while helping to empower women to love themselves above all others, align with their true identity and purpose, while still being great wives, girlfriends, mothers, daughters, and citizens. JL, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I am, I'm nursing a cold, but, you know, hopefully I won't cough, you know, during this episode. I certainly appreciate you guys' support out there in the audience, and of course, you, JL, for joining us for the next hour tonight. I'm really excited about this discussion, but I'll tell you that the title of your book, Men Don't Matter, it already began sparking controversy before the show aired tonight on Facebook. Yeah, we had some male listeners, you know, that were really upset with me. Because, you know, I try to keep it positive here on Relationships 360. Those male listeners, they seem to think that, you know, this show, you and I were going to be male bashing tonight. JL, what do you have to say in your defense?
Well, first off, I just want to clarify what the book is about. I think that a lot of people have the wrong impression of the title, Men Don't Matter. And I admit I did title it that for shock value. But it's really a novel. It's not making a declaration that men in the world don't matter. It's a concept novel. In the book, the woman, she's unlucky in love, and she's presented with an experimental formula that kind of takes away her desire for men and love and relationships. So it just kind of presents a world, like what would the world be like if single women weren't so concerned about love, marriage, and men. So just to get that out of the way, you know, to all the angry men, it's not a male-bashing book, but it does present some very real situations that I think people will enjoy to read.
So not a male-bashing book, but a girl empowerment book, which is the title of this program tonight, Girl Empowerment. And we're just talking about, you know, ways to, you know, uplift women, but not in a way, you know, that puts down men or, you know, the rest of society, you know, who may have or hold sexist views. So that can be male, men or women who hold those types of beliefs. JL, let me ask you, I wanted to ask you about your inspiration for the book. Was the book born out of personal experience? I know it's a novel, so I'm just wondering if a lot of the stuff that's in the book was inspired by maybe a relationship experience that you went through.
Yes, definitely. I think that every author that has an inspiration has a little bit of herself or of the people that she knows in her book, though she'll never really admit it. The inspiration for this book, I was going through kind of a tough period myself with relationships. And I'll admit, I was a bit angry. I was a little bit depressed about some things that were going on. But one day I just woke up and I just had this idea, you know, just for like a woman's empowerment novel, just kind of like a world where we flipped the script, you know, that where women weren't so, you know, that we didn't get so down in the dumps over a breakup. You know, men, I give them credit, like they can get over things a lot quicker than I think women do. Like we kind of like, you know, we get caught up in it too much. So this book is just like where, you know, the women and men's roles are a little bit reversed.
Well, I know our listeners are going to love this discussion tonight, especially our women out there in our audience that, like you did recently, may be going through a breakup or maybe going through, as I mentioned at the top of the show, an abusive relationship. Maybe they're being emotionally abused or, you know, mentally abused, something of that nature. And, you know, they need a way, they need to be inspired. They need to be uplifted and empowered on, you know, how they can get themselves out of that situation. And listeners, if you'd like to go back and listen to that Healing the Wounds of Domestic Violence episode of Relationships 360, you can at www.blogtalkradio.com/relationships360. It is available through iTunes and on demand at that website that I just gave you. So definitely try to, you know, thread the shows together. So I think this is a great continuation, you know, after that abuse, pretty much rising up, being empowered to be your best self, you know, not only to please, you know, the men in your life or, you know, anyone else, your family, your friends, society, but for you. So we're talking about women's self-love tonight on Relationships 360, and we're going to try, you know, not to, to bash men on this show because that's not what we do. You know, we give people the tools to help repair, build, and maintain positive character-based relationships. So that is the goal of this show. And listeners, while you're listening to this show online, visit relationships360.com. Enter your name and email address to be entered into a random drawing for a copy of JL's novel. Again, the title is Men Don't Matter. The winner will be notified at their email address on February 1st, so you have until then to enter the contest. And don't feel bad if you're not the lucky winner. By entering your name and email address, you'll receive a copy of Relationships 360's debut book called Relationship Roadmap, The Guide to Finding the Relationship You Want, which has a lot of self-empowerment themes, actually, for both men and women who no longer, you know, want to settle, you know, for just any old person, to be with any old person, but to find the right man or woman for themselves. So definitely go to relationships360.com and sign up for that. You'll at least get a copy of my book, but you'll have a chance to win JL's wonderful book called Men Don't Matter. So, JL, definitely want to frame this discussion about girl empowerment. So let's talk about what are some of the causes or what causes society to degrade women seemingly more than it does men, in your opinion?
I think it's stereotyping. I think it's because we're seen as the weaker sex, so like kind of like an easier target maybe. And also I think it's because we just allow it. You know, I think that a lot of women allow the disrespect and the degradation, because some of us are so afraid to ruffle feathers and you know, we don't want to be looked at as a B word.